Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, it is the Wendy's Big Show on a Tuesday. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson. It is a Milwaukee Bucks Tuesday, and we'll be talking with new Bucks head coach Joe Prunty. He joins us at 4:05. Also along the way, Adam McKelvey, our Milwaukee baseball insider. He'll join us to talk about all the latest hot stove rumors at 3:35. And speaking of the Brewers, starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff, he'll join us here on the show at 5:35 as we get you ready for the Brewers on Deck event. It's day two of the after kid era for the Milwaukee Bucks. Hope you've had a chance to calm down, let the news settle in. And before looking forward to what's next for the Bucks, we thought we'd look back at the Jason Kidd era and ask you, do you still think the Bucks are headed in the right direction? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan, because since the new ownership group has gotten here, Sparky, there have been some bumps along the way in terms of the way that they hired Jason Kidd. The route to a new arena wasn't without its trials and tribulations. But for the most part, this has been a team with the arrow pointing up. One of the brighter young franchises in the league. They have a young up-and-coming head coach. They have one of the great superstars up-and-coming, the new arena on the horizon. This is a team that, by almost any account, would say was headed in the right direction. Can we still say that now with a little bit of chaos and turmoil over at the Bradley Center yesterday?
You knew what I was going to say, and you wanted to do the topic anyhow.
I didn't know what you were going
to
say.
Yes, I did, because I told you on the phone what my answer to this was, and you said, oh, this is perfect. We're doing it then. And I'm going to tell you the same thing I told you on the phone when you decided you wanted to do this topic, and that is I have no idea.
Uh-oh.
No idea.
No idea what?
Whether or not this franchise is heading in the right direction. I have no idea. Couldn't tell you. That's my answer. Gary, what do you think?
Well, listen, I think if you let's just start from the beginning, okay? Lazary, Edens, and who was the other guy with him?
Dinan, Jamie Dinan.
Yeah. When they first came to Milwaukee, there were a lot of bad things that happened. Information that didn't kind of go the way that we thought that it should go. Who was the coach here, Steve?
Larry Drew.
And it felt like that, if I remember correct, Steve, you can help me out with it. It felt like Larry Drew was blindsided.
He was having a press conference with Jabari Parker.
Right.
And while that's happening, they're getting Jason Kidd.
Right. So Larry Drew was blindsided. And all of a sudden, these big city guys from New York, they come in, they buy the team. They blindside Larry Drew. Then they bring in Jason Kidd. And Jason Kidd was never really liked from day one, I think, because of all that. And then the big city guys from New York, I don't know, it feels like they're Democrats, and they were hanging out with Barack Obama at the airport. And so those guys had a lot of stuff. Some stuff didn't even really have to do with football, but a lot of people in Wisconsin were judging them on this kind of stuff.
Can I stop right there? It's a Saturday night, and I'm here about 8 o'clock.
What did you say, Mike?
It's a Saturday night. I'm here about 8 o'clock, about 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And we knew that Larry Drew might, be on the hot seat. But anyway, I call Steve because I was trying to look for a story about the New York Giants.
Right.
And I see in one of the New York papers, they just post this sort of casually. Yeah, it looks like Jason Kidd is out, with the Nets, and he's not getting along with them. But word is he's probably headed to Milwaukee with the new ownership because he's friends with them there. And I called Steve, and I said, is this a story? Yeah. That's how we found out about it. Yep. Well, does Larry Drew know about this? No.
So
that's how that story broke here, man.
So there were some angst from the big city guys from New York on how Larry Drew was ushered out of here and how Jason Kidd got in. I think Jason Kidd was a good hire for the Milwaukee Bucks. Don't you? 414-799-1250.
I thought the question was, are they going in the right direction? Now,
I know, no.
Did he change the topic?
No. I'm getting it. That's just a.
Well, you threw out the numbers after the question.
I know.
I'm just going to tell you right now, Gary.
Huh?
Sparky's going to be touchy today.
Yeah, I'm not done.
He's
going
to have an itchy trigger.
Well, it was just like
I slept on it.
It was just like. Don't you 414-799-1250. What has happened since then, I think for me, has been all positive. It's been on a uptick. Yeah, we didn't like the way all that stuff went down, but I think they recovered nicely. I think the organization recovered nicely. Now, if you ask me any question, Ron, what's the question again?
Do you think the Bucks are still headed in the right direction?
Yeah, I think they're still headed in the right direction. They've got... To me, this Bucks team is still going to be good no matter what. Their problem is, Rami, the next coach they get, I just don't think he can screw it up if he's a decent coach. Their problem is, a lot of folks thought that Thon Maker was going to be Kevin Garnett, and he's not. They need better players. And they need, second to that, Jabari Parker needs to be healthy. If Thon Maker, not even be Kevin Garnett, but if he can do you like 15-10, and I don't think he's ready yet, but if he can give you 15-10 every night, that's a positive for me. If Jabari Parker from here on in can come out and give you 20-10, that may be asking too much on the 10 side, but that's a positive to me. I don't think it's about Jason Kidd. I think Jason Kidd, which I said yesterday, I said, Steve, this happened way too fast. Something happened with Jason Kidd, and it just kind of went down quickly. And I still feel that way today.
Bill Michaels has sources telling him, he talked about this on the air, didn't he? I'm not saying anything out of school here, am I?
Well, I don't know how much of it he said on there. He said some of it on there.
There was an incident at practice yesterday, and John Horst stepped in, and Jason Kidd did not take kindly to that.
Which I said yesterday, but I don't want to throw my sources out like that, because that stuff's supposed to be private information. And that Horst was just done. Over. But Jason Kidd, Steve, how long have we been reading about Jason Kidd wanting to be, what do you want to be, like vice president or president or something like that?
Well, everybody thought he'd had him in the front office at some point.
Right.
That he wasn't going to be destined to coach his team forever.
But wasn't he pushing for that?
I don't know if he was pushing for it, but again.
But didn't we hear about Jason Kidd, though, that like, we don't know, Jason Kidd wanted control over Hammond, right?
Well, he wanted personnel say.
Right, over John Hammond, right? Do you remember all that stuff?
Over whoever the general manager.
Yeah, remember all that?
So they denied all along that he was looking for any personnel power once he got here to Milwaukee, but we know that's why it went bad in
Brooklyn. It just felt like Jason Kidd was just being pushy the whole time. And then it came to a head, and this is where we are today. I say yes, they're headed in the right direction.
You feel they are still headed in the right direction?
Yes, I do. To me, it's about the players. These players that they got have to mature. And they're still missing pieces.
Well, it's
got
to be. I mean, at the end of the day, it comes down to the
players. You got two pieces right now that I think that has a huge upside to this team that you're not seeing yet.
At the end of the day, it comes down to the players. But don't you have to have faith in the ownership group and the front office to think that the organization as a whole is headed in the right direction?
Well, things happen, Rami, in organizations, and sometimes you have a little turmoil. And things don't always go the way you think that it should go. It's not always go as planned. We know there's things underlying going on. I was in a situation here at work where things weren't right for a long time. I would go to management and say, "Hey, this ain't." And you know,
took it into his own hands.
Couple years passed by, and it went down. And then there you go. And stuff like that happens. It happens, and then now you got to make decisions. And now you look like you don't know what you want, where you want to go, what you want to do, but you know you got to cut the cord. And so it doesn't always go as smooth as you want it to be. These guys, to me, have shown the ability to recover so far.
Right.
So I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt that they will recover from this.
I think
Jason Kidd forced their hand.
It does seem like whenever there is a misstep,
they recover
by this organization and by this owner
group. Look at the track record.
They tend to correct their way and get the thing back
up. The whole thing with Horse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who did we have as the next GM here?
You guys remember the assistant. That? I forget his name already. The guy who was here already.
Everybody had
John
him
Hammond's
picked.
Assistant GM. Oh, man, I can't
he
remember
the job.
Name
he ended up, I think he's with John Hammond right now, isn't he?
Oh, he went back to Utah, if I'm not mistaken, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, where he came from.
Remember everybody had him pegged for that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we thought it was a done deal.
And then we got all over him about that, didn't we?
But that was a kid guy, or so everybody thought.
Right. Then we got all over them about that.
The owner wanted a general manager to be a yes guy so he could get rid of Jason Kidd when he wanted to get rid of Jason Kidd. This makes all the sense of the world now, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Dude, are you going to be all right?
No, I'm just sick of talking about this. Listen.
Well, we're going to be talking about this for four hours.
We got a four-hour show to do, man.
I understand this.
Get with it.
Anybody that thinks that they're going in the right direction, God bless you. I hope you're right. I hope that they win a championship.
Well, that championship's down the line. But let me ask you this, Steve. Just answer this question.
Wasn't he done talking?
No, but I just want to ask you this question. And you have been very critical of the mistakes that they've made from day one. I think we all have.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't they recovered from all those things that you thought that were wrong?
Do you see the state that we're currently in?
I understand that. But I'm asking.
Did you see how this all just went down?
Steve, but you were like
Did you see how the general manager acted yesterday after this all went down while it was going down?
Yes. Yes.
Are we better now with him than Hammond?
The general manager?
Yeah.
Yes.
We are.
I think the organization
is better with John Horst over John Hammond.
Well, why don't I ask you this, Steve? Have they recovered from all those things you were very critical of them before?
I don't know what recovered means. Like, what are you trying to get me to say? Like, what do you mean
by
you say recovered?
Because you consider what just happened yesterday was a mistake, right?
Well, I don't know what it is. We won't know until they get a new coach.
Do you think it's good or bad what happened yesterday?
It all depends how Giannis reacts.
So you don't know.
That's what I said yesterday. Okay. Right. That's what my answer to this question is. I don't know.
Okay.
Listen, this is what I'm scared of. I'm scared of losing Giannis. I'm scared of losing Giannis without ever winning a championship. I'm scared of losing Giannis without ever even getting to an NBA Finals. I'm even more deathly afraid of how this is all going to play out over the next couple of years. Do remember. The end-all, be-all, power-wise, is Mr. Edens right now. And clearly, he's using it. But this is going to change here in the next couple of years, folks. And then Mark Lazary gets to be the end-all, say-all for 5 years. And then he gets to do what he wants to do. So then what's going to happen? Don't know. Edens can go hire his coach this offseason, bring his guy in. And when Lazary takes over in a couple of years, he may be like, yeah, I don't like him. I'm going to get my own guy now. And then we're going to start all back over again. And our power struggle is going to shift every 5 years, back and forth, because that's the agreement they put into place.
But don't you think...
And Jamie Dimon doesn't even get a five-year run in any of this because he came late to the party after these two agreed to buy the Bucks and already had the contracts all made out. So that's how this is going to go. So that scares me. I'm scared of the fact that I have a general manager that doesn't even know who the coach is for the rest of the year at the press conference that he had yesterday. Had no idea. None. And then gets on TV after the owner told him what they're going to do. And then said, well, it's going to be Prunty for the rest of the year. That scares me. Yeah, I don't. I'm scared of this whole process. Then furthermore, I do owe an apology, though. I will say this. I am sorry. I do apologize. Because I said yesterday on the show that, boy, Jeff Van Gundy, you know, it'd be a horrible hire. I mean, there's no way Giannis is going to be getting screamed and yelled at and all this other stuff. That's not going to work. I apologize. Because apparently... there's been screaming and yelling going on this entire time from Jason Kidd, and apparently Giannis is taking to it just fine. I'm pretty sure Thon Maker is taking to it just fine. I'm not sure who the players are that haven't taken to it just fine, but I'm guessing they're players who think they're better than they are. And I won't get into specific names.
Right.
But regardless of the situation at hand, now you have to look at coaches, because your general manager obviously also doesn't like his players getting yelled at. So now you have to look at coaches that really are going to be guys that aren't going to yell at their players, roll the ball out, and let them do what they want. So now you bring up guys like who? Mike Brown? Is that a guy that you want to come run your team? I still think it's going to be.
I've actually heard and seen fans on Twitter suggest Mike Brown.
Yeah, he's an idiot. I don't want Mike Brown. But I'm just saying, if you want a guy that's not going to yell and scream, that's going to let the guys do what they want to do and have freedom, okay, Mike Brown's your guy. Go get Mike Brown. He's going to do it. Because what it appears to me now after reading these stories from SI and so forth is we got a team that doesn't like being yelled at, that doesn't like a coach challenging them to be better, whatever the case may be, and whether he did it through trash talk or whatever else. In that SI story, it said that Kidd wasn't comforting to the players. You know what? You're right. It's not the 90s. His offense and how he built the roster, whatever else, wasn't right for this time. And clearly, the coaching philosophy also wasn't right for this time because these guys can't handle it. Clearly. I don't know if Kidd will ever get another head coaching job. No idea. Mark Jackson never did. So I don't know if Jason Kidd will ever get another head coaching job either. Don't know. So now you need somebody to come in and coddle these players, tell them how great they are, even if they're not all that great, and build their confidence up. Don't criticize. Don't do anything like that. And really pat them on the butt and tell them how great they are while they go play their video games. Maybe that's what this organization needs. And then everybody will be kumbaya. If you go back and read Matt Velasquez's article last week, at the end of one of the articles, he talked about Bledsoe and Kidd met after practice. And in this meeting after practice, Kidd was talking to Bledsoe about, you know, being a point guard, being a leader on a team, challenging guys and so forth. And Bledsoe pretty much said about the meeting, I'm going to do me. You know, he can have his thoughts about how he wants me to be, but I'm going to do me anyhow. That was pretty much Bledsoe's take on it. So pretty much, yeah, you're Jason Kidd. I really don't care. I'm going to be me. I'm not going to be who you want.
But I also read a quote.
I think Kidd wanted somebody to step up and challenge other guys to bring it. And he wasn't able to find anybody on that roster able to do it. There was no Kevin Garnett's. There were no LeBron James. There was no Kobe Bryant's. There were none of those guys that would step up and challenge their teammates to bring it and get in anybody's face. That wasn't happening. Michael Jordan, again, I'm going old school. Michael Jordan's punching teammates and doing all this other crazy crap, right? That's what Kidd wanted. Kidd wanted somebody to do that. Well, that's not Giannis's personality. That's not going to happen. He went off at Sweeney, I guess, at one point. But you don't have those personalities on this team. You don't have those guys. So in place of trying to find that player, he decided he was going to try to do it himself. And obviously, it completely backfired and didn't work based on the reports that are out today.
I read quotes. And look, almost any player is going to say nice things about a guy on his way out the door. Or at the very least, say like things like Rashad Vaughn said, which is like, hey, man, it's a business. You know what I mean? This stuff happens. Nobody's going to bad
mouth. Anybody should have been salty. It could have been him.
Right, exactly.
He wasn't playing.
To me, that's what a guy who's happy about the move says. He has sort of a non-comment comment. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Nobody's going to badmouth Jason Kidd on his way out the door. But guys also don't go out of their way to praise a guy on their way out the door and to give him high praise. Like I saw a quote from Eric Bledsoe saying that Jason Kidd's been his number one role model and mentor since he got to Milwaukee and was traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. And there was an article this morning with 5-6 guys with glowing praise. Not just the type of, you know, offhand praise that you give to a guy on his way out. Glowing praise. Guys going out of their way to talk about how much they like Jason Kidd and what a good coach he was.
How many were older players?
I made the list of the guys who I saw talking so highly of him. It was Giannis, Terry, Bledsoe, Thon, and John Henson.
It's a mix of everything, I guess. Giannis and Thon I knew were on Kidd's camp. That I knew.
And I mean compliments.
Bledsoe just got here, so Bledsoe hasn't experienced Kidd the full run. Henson's been here throughout and has seen other coaches come and go. Drew, Skiles, so he's really seen it. And Kidd's probably given a more chance than anybody else, mainly because of what was left on the roster. So Henson's had a chance to run and go from that perspective. So I can get down with that. Who was the other one? Bledsoe, Henson, Giannis, and Thon, those four?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, okay. And Jason Terry.
And Jason, well,
we knew Jason Terry loved him.
Right. Absolutely.
And I mean the type of compliments and the type of praise that you're going out of your way to give a guy. It's not just the type of thing that you just say because a guy lost his job and he's on his way out the door. These were glowing things that these guys said about that. The other part that I want to touch on real quick, Sparky, before we go to a break, you talk about the switch in power every 5 years between Lazarie and Edens. Don't you think that Lazarie and Edens are smart enough to put their pride aside and if things are going really well to say, hey, man, it's working. I'm not going to change anything when it comes their time to take control of the team. So you're not worried about that, right? If this thing really gets rolling, you don't think Mark Lazary is going to come in and try and swing a big stick and say, yeah, it's good now, but watch how good I can make it and change everything.
But you only have a couple of years.
Right. No, I know.
Or a year.
I know.
I'm trying to remember. I should go back and look when Lazary takes over. It might be after next season.
Well, it's 5 years. This is the fourth year that
they've
owned the team.
Right, so it's after next season.
It's a basketball team. It's coaches and players and the day-to-day and the grind and all that. But here's one big picture thing. That arena's almost done now.
Mm-hmm.
You need a Jason Kidd to sell that whole thing.
No, you don't. You can go get Calipari. You can go get
3 years
another
ago?
Big-name head coach to put on billboards going into the arena.
Saying when they
three and a half years ago.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Three and a half years ago. So when you go through the checklist of things, don't need them anymore. Things almost built. Now you can take it to the, it's a business. You take it to the next step, find the coach that you're more compatible with, all those kinds of things moving forward.
Do you still think the Bucks are headed in the right direction? 414-799-1250. Tweet the show at 105.7 FM The Fan and use that talkback feature on the Fan app. You just hit the button, leave a 30-second voicemail, include who you are, where you're calling from. We'll play it back right here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Can I respond to a couple of tweets here?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Matt says, does Sparky not realize that Kidd is widely regarded as a bad head coach across the league? I don't understand why he's so upset about Kidd being up. Maybe you missed the big show yesterday. Maybe you missed post-game show last night. They're all on podcasts. I will tell you again. Listen, I'm not sitting here telling you that I think he's a great in-game coach. Nope. Not saying that he makes great adjustments or knows X's and O's. Prunty did a lot of the X's and O's work to begin with. My only concern is Giannis. That's all I care about. Rest of this roster, I don't care if they're here or not. The only concern I have is Giannis. I don't want to watch him walk away in 3 years, walk out the door, and then bring this back up and throw it in everybody's face 3 years from now. About that was the moment where I decided I was done. I don't want to hear this 3 years from now. I don't. And I love all of you that tell Giannis, get him. I saw some idiot on SI. Who was it? Ben Golliver or somebody. Oh, he should just get it from me to you, Giannis. Just get over it. Dude, that's wonderful. I mean, that's great. I'm sure it's easy for you to say typing on your computer. But this dude does have huge loyalty to people, to his family, to certain friends, whatever. I mean, that's the one thing that makes him special, okay? So we don't know how this is going to go. I want them to get a head coach that Giannis likes. I want them to be successful so Giannis does want to stay. And everybody bringing up the, he said he was never going to leave, Sparky. What are you worried about? Get over it. Don't be so ignorant. Just don't. Look, dude, that dude is growing up year by year and understanding how this league works. And I'm telling you right now, he is going to listen and he is going to be friends with other all-stars as they're around each other year in and year out. And they're going to have influence on Giannis, especially once this coaching staff is gone and he doesn't know anybody anymore and has to rebuild trust with these new coaches that are coming in. Those are all going to play a factor. So it doesn't have as much to do about Kidd as it does Giannis. He is my only concern in this whole deal. I've never had a superstar I got to root for. I'm too young to remember Alcindor. This is the only one I've ever had. And there's no guarantee, as a Bucks fan, I'll ever get to see another one in a Bucks uniform ever again. So when you ask the question, which we're asking now, is do you think they're going in the right direction? My answer is, I don't know. I don't know who the next head coach is going to be. I don't know if this power structure is right. Well, no, I know this power structure isn't right. But regardless, it is what it is, and they're going to have to go with it and move that going forward. This is exactly what I didn't like about what the Packers did. And now we're in the same situation here. Now, I'm sure Mark Murphy thinks this is a great setup. You know, owner's pulling the strings, being puppet master, and he's got his general manager doing what he wants and so forth. And many of you would say, well, that's how it should be. That's why he's the owner. And you are correct. He's also not a basketball guy. He's an owner that came from the business world. And now, because he's been in basketball a little while, now he knows. Okay, fine. Well, here's the biggest hire you're going to make in your career as owners of this franchise, more than likely. Because if you screw this up and it goes wrong, you may lose Giannis. I'm not saying you will definitely lose on it, Giannis, but you may lose Giannis. That is why I am down or disturbed or whatever by this. This is a big, big moment, I think, for Giannis. And we don't know how Giannis is going to respond. We have no idea. Nobody saw Giannis at the game last night, by the way.
No.
Nobody saw him sitting on the sidelines. When Jabari Parker was hurt, he was on the sidelines. Giannis wasn't on the sidelines of that game last night. I don't care that he didn't travel to Philly. Most hurt players don't travel. But he was definitely in the house yesterday and wasn't over there on the sidelines, whatever else. Nobody that I talked to that was at the game last night saw him. Now, they claim he was there. But he didn't talk to the media before the game. He didn't talk to the media after the game. How he responds out of this and how he reacts going forward will determine the future of this organization. That is plain and simple.
Try to convince Sparky one way or the other if the Bucks are still headed in the right direction. 414-799-1250. Gary's still confident in this organization. We'll hear from you next on the Wendy's Big Show.
The ball just stuck, and whoever had it was going to take it upon themselves to score, and you're not going to win in this league. We're not good enough to do that yet. This has happened before. And we haven't won a game playing that way.
I evaluated this, made a recommendation, ultimately made a decision, and had unanimous support from ownership on this. And that's the way we've come to all of our conclusions and decisions. It works really well for us on the business side and on the basketball side. And I appreciate the support that we have.
That was a frustrated Jason Kidd after a loss last week, followed by John Horst explaining yesterday why he made the decision to move on from Jason Kidd. This is the Wendy's Big Show. On a Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day and a Milwaukee Bucks Tuesday, we'll talk with the new head coach, Joe Prunty, coming up at 4:05. Right now we're asking, do you still think the Bucks are headed in the right direction? 414-799-1250. Tweet the show at 105.7 FM The Fan. Let's get in a quick call here. It'll be Philip on the northwest side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Phil? What's up, Phil?
Hello?
Yep.
What's up, Phil? How y'all doing today?
Doing well.
Very good. I listen to your show. I love the show.
Well,
love
thanks, Philip. You the man.
Love the show.
Thank
listen
you.
Here. This yeah. is my thought.
What's your thought, Philip?
They put Jason Kidd put ideals in everybody's head when he said, my team, basically, he didn't say so many words, my team's not listening to me. Hmm. Being business owners, you have to look at it. You have to analyze it. You have to say, wait a minute. If they're not listening to him, we got to have to find somebody that they will listen to, which made them have doubts. As far as Giannis leaving, they're not going to let Giannis leave. I doubt that. They'll give Giannis the world.
That's not going to matter. It's just not. Because LeBron got the world from Cleveland, and he walked. I mean, these guys, Kevin Durant could have got the world from Oklahoma City. He walked. Mm-hmm. That's not what the NBA is about anymore. It's about winning championships and rings and building legacies. That's what it's about. That's why LeBron left. And if they don't figure this out in the next 3 years, after Giannis builds these relationships throughout the league and all-star games and everything
else,
he'll have somebody that he's going to want to go play with.
I agree with you on that. But they're letting Giannis know that they're doing everything possible, because I feel Giannis does not want to lose. He does want to win a championship. And as far as Jason Kidd is concerned, most NBA players who are going to be Hall of Famers or who are Hall of Famers, they just never turn out to be really great coaches anyway.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thanks
appreciate
for the call.
Appreciate the call.
Okay. Appreciate it.
I'm trying to think of one. A great player who ended up being a pretty good coach.
Larry Bird was a good coach, I thought.
Yeah. I thought he was pretty good.
That's true.
Yep.
Pat Riley played before he coached, but was he a very good player? That's way before my time.
Yeah, I thought Pat Riley was a decent
player.
Wasn't
Phil a player back in the day?
Phil Jackson was a player. That's another one.
But he came off the bench. He was a role player.
Mark Jackson was a pretty good coach.
True.
Doc Rivers, pretty good coach.
Very good coach. All right, so we found a few.
Mm-hmm. Who's the guy in Golden State now?
Steve Kerr.
Yeah, pretty good coach.
John Paxson, hell of a GM.
Yeah.
No.
I just don't.
What was the
Mark trying to put me in your mood?
Mark
was the African American guy that was coaching the Atlanta Hawks there for a minute. Tall guy. I think he might be with
Stacey Augmond.
No,
he's on
the Bucks staff.
No.
I thought I missed something.
Head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, African American guy.
Mike Woodson. He played in the league.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Oh, Don Nelson, man.
Nelly was a hell of a coach. What about Tommy Heinrich?
I think we've made our point.
Is it Tommy Heinrich?
How many players? How many do you want to name off?
Is it Tommy
Most
Heinrich?
Of this league is
I don't
made
know.
Of former players.
It is. Is it Tommy? No, Tommy Heisen. Is it Tommy Heisen or Tommy Heinrich? Which
Heinsohn,
one is it?
I think it is. The old Celtic?
Yeah.
I think we made our point. There have been good players who ended up being very good coaches. Let's go to KJ in West Dallas. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, KJ?
What's up, Cage?
Yeah, it's hey, what's going on, Big Show? It was Tommy Heinsohn.
Tommy Heinsohn. That's him.
Yeah, that's him. Okay, hey, Sparky.
Yeah,
we're pretty much in lockstep, man. If I was in the studio, I kiss you on your big forehead right now.
Oh, it is big.
Because, yeah, a lot of the things you said, I've been, my sentiments exactly. It is a lot about Giannis. Most of it is about Giannis. And, you know, I just don't think that the management and the ownership have been on the same page ever since they started this thing out 4 years ago. There have been so many missteps. There have been so many things that they've said that are happening but aren't happening. Nobody seems to be in accord with each other at this point. And the fact that the All-Star game is coming up, that's what guys do at the All-Star game. They recruit dudes like LeBron James and Kevin Durant. They may not recruit hard, but they're going to plant a seed.
For sure.
And you got a guy like Giannis who's very innocent right now, but his innocence is going away very quickly because he's watching all this stuff and he's seeing what's happening. And they're going to put a bug in his ear for sure during All-Star weekend for the things going forward. Just to let him know, hey, man, you know, I understand you got contract, whatever, you know. But, hey, when things, you know, if they don't work out, man, I'll be there for you, you know, that kind of deal.
Yep.
So, you know, you have to definitely shore up all these things within the management, within the team, within the coaching, within the ownership. Everybody be on the same page. You know, championships are not just won on the court or the field. With players. They're one with ownership and management as well. And they all got to be, you know, in lockstep with each other or it's not going to work, man.
All right. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Got some stuff here from Maurice Ellis, who must be watching Steve Kyler's Twitter feed. I'm not. Steve Kyler said it's not the question that Jabari could become a trade chip if the right deal arises. Sources tell him that the Bucks are, quote, weighing where they are, end quote. The former number two overall pick will be a restricted free agent this summer. According to Kyler, Milwaukee continues to eye noteworthy bigs like DeAndre Jordan and Hassan Whiteside, dangling John Henson and some young players as potential trade bait.
So they're still in the mix. Well, and now they're still shopping Jabari.
That means they're going to talk to Jabari and go, okay, now we got rid of Kidd. Do you want to stay or not? I'm assuming that's what happens, right? If this was a hitch in the giddy up. So Jabari, do you want to stay? But it's not only Jabari, do you want to stay? It's Jabari, how much do you want? I mean, that also has to be agreed upon, too. There's a lot more that goes into this other than Jabari Parker saying, I want to be here. The other thing is, does Jabari Parker want to be the second player on this team? Or does Jabari think he should be the one on a roster going forward?
I don't know how he thinks he's a one.
I haven't heard anything from Jabari in a long time. But...
No idea. I'm just saying, maybe that could be part of it, too. Jabari's like, man, my offensive game is better than Giannis's. I got a better jump shot. I got this. I got that. I want to be a one.
We haven't seen him for 2 years. He can be. Let's see if he can do it.
I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
I'm not saying he thinks this. I'm just throwing it out there going, maybe in his head, he wants to be a one somewhere and knows he can never be that with Giannis here. And maybe that's what he's thinking about heading into the summer.
Where he think he could be a number one, you think? I'm just saying. I know what you're saying. Hypothetical. I know you.
Sacramento?
Well, go and go to Sacramento. Then.
I mean, that's the first place.
See
I mean,
if you can win there.
There are teams that are lacking star power
well,
right
see if
now.
You can go win in Sacramento. Then.
Atlanta.
That would be stupid to think that.
The Hawks. They need a star player.
Go to Atlanta then.
Jabari versus Markkanen in Chicago.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that may be a toss up. Markkanen looks good though, but he would get to go home and play for the Bulls.
Yeah.
But again, the other part of this is you have to find a team that has salary cap room to take you. That's the other thing. I mean, it's not just as easy as, I want to play here. Well, do they have cap space this summer? Are they going to be able to sign you?
Right.
Your options just aren't everybody in the league.
Limited,
so you really have to have an idea and a target as far as, okay, these three teams all have enough money to bring me in at the money I want, and they all need a star player to put butts in seats, sell tickets, and to lead their organization going forward. Again, I don't know if that's Jabari's deal or not. Jabari's done nothing but speak glowingly of the city of Milwaukee and wanting to raise his family here and everything else. So I have no idea where Jabari Parker's head is at. If it's just, I don't like Jason Kidd and I want to play for Jason Kidd, well, Jason Kidd's gone. So are you good now going forward? Or would you like to say in the next head coach as well?
I can't believe this move was made to accommodate Jabari.
I don't know. It sounds like the move was made to accommodate the team that couldn't handle Jason Kidd.
Right, exactly. And maybe Jabari was one of the people who didn't necessarily get along with Jason Kidd. But
sure.
I don't think this was made in large part because of Jabari Parker.
It also depends on how much ownership wants Jabari Parker here long term. If they think Jason Kidd was the hurdle and they think, like Gary was saying, that Jabari Parker has the potential to be an all-star player like Giannis, and they wanted to keep these two together going forward, and they knew they had no chance of that as long as Jason Kidd was here, then maybe this is how you fix that.
Do you still think the Bucks are headed in the right direction? 414-799-1250. If you're headed towards the Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha, you're definitely headed in the right direction.
Steve Q Sparks Club of Wisconsin, your place to catch all your favorite sports action with pool tables, shuffleboard, tornado foosball tables, electronic darts, ping pong, and more. Enjoy their award-winning fish fry on Wednesdays and Fridays with four different styles of fish piled
high
with all the extras. Watch all the football action on Super Sunday at the Q Club. Drink specials, raffles for great prizes, plus free food at halftime. They're also now serving breakfast on Sunday starting at 9 a.m. and also is a fun place to host private parties. Yeah, bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, birthday parties. They can hold about 75 people. Includes your own personal VIP suite with luxury pool table, personal TV, and access to the foosball and ping pong at your request. Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Half mile south of I-94. Check them out at QClubOfWI.com, QClubOfWI.com, or on Facebook.
Sports Flash right now.
Good afternoon for the Masters East WSSP Sports Update Studio. I'm Mike Clemens, Masters East Waukesha, the largest leisure retailer in Wisconsin. Ringing the new year with great deals. Over $1 million of inventory at Masters East. Waukesha online at MastersEase.com. First on the fan.
Yo, I think the Bucks gave in the pressure from the places like Twitter because Alex Lazary was getting killed.
Jason Kidd telling Ramona Shelburne about the conversation that him and Giannis had yesterday is exactly why Jason Kidd is out.
You know what solves all this? Winning.
Bucks fans' reaction to the news Jason Kidd no longer the head coach. The Bucks beat the Suns last night 109-105 at the Bradley Center under their interim coach Joe Prunty. And then he joined us here today on the Big Fan on the show.
This team needs to be a winner this season. This isn't about me. This is about the Milwaukee Bucks. It's about what opportunities that we have in front of us. It's about getting better every day, improving as players, improving as a team, giving ourselves the best opportunity.
Up next, the Bucks host the Brooklyn Nets Friday night at the BC. A crew from 60 Minutes in town. In a previously scheduled interview with the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo, the feature on Giannis to run on CBS in March. NFL Green Bay Packers adding another defensive assistant. Ryan Downard worked for the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Mike Pettine, when he was with the Browns. Downard has been a safeties coach at Bowling Green last couple of years. Packers safety coach Darren Perry given a green light to interview with other teams in the NFL. You can read more online at 1057fmthefan.com. This update brought to you by Frontier Motor Cars. South 27th Street, Frontier has the best deal on used cars to save you cash today. I'm Mike Clemens, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Listen live on the WSSP smartphone app at AM 1250 or online at 1057FMTheFan.com.
Devin Booker working with Monroe. Double team out on Booker. The Bucks take it away. Turnover number 22 forced by Milwaukee in game one. We told you they forced 29, so that has been a huge story in these two games.
That highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin as the Bucks get a win in their first game in the post-Kid era. This is the Wendy's Big Show.
Against the Suns.
On a Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day. And on a Milwaukee Bucks Tuesday, we'll talk with Joe Prunty, the new head coach of your Milwaukee Bucks at 4:05.
He's on the tour of media today.
Right now, we're asking you,
he's doing everybody.
Do you still think the Bucks are headed in the right direction? 414-799-1250. You can tweet the show at 1057 FM, The Fan. There was news yesterday.
I like it, though, when these guys come on like this, though. I mean, they know they're going to get some questions asked to them. And
Prunty's a good interview.
They're brave enough to come on and do these shows.
Yeah, he's good.
It's awesome.
He'll be great on the Big Show, then, because that's what we do. Yesterday, there was a report. It was Ryan Russillo, formerly of ESPN Radio, who said that Jabari Parker and Jason Kidd hadn't talked for weeks. Well, Jabari Parker tells John Doran of Fox 11 up in Green Bay, they use me as a scapegoat. I'm not a threat right now, so they kind of target me. We talk every day. We talk in the gym. And when I cross paths with him, we talk. Mm. So Jabari saying, not true.
Who's they?
He said they
use me as an scapegoat?
Yes.
Who's they?
I don't know. I'm just reading the statement.
The reporter, if I ask who they is?
Because I thought that was odd, too, though, Steve. He's not really around. When you're hurt... When you're hurt like Jabari is, you have some contact with the team.
But he's practicing with them.
I know, but you're not. They don't spend the coaches don't spend a lot of time with you.
Yeah, because you're not playing.
You're not playing, right. And they're not really trying to correct what you're doing.
Dude, when the active players are on the court, the training room is open now that you get your attention.
Yeah, you kind of, when you're hurt, you kind of come and go, and you're not there. He's not there probably the whole practice. He probably go get treatment first, and he probably has to do some stuff with them for like 30, 45 minutes.
Team meeting.
And then after that, he goes and get more treatment because they want to know, okay, what does it look like after he's ran? So I thought that was kind of weird too, because I think his contact with Jason Kidd right now is very limited. I mean, there is some, but not as much as, let's say, Giannis or Middleton or Bledsoe, because he's on those jokers 24/7. Jabari can't do anything for him right now. I mean, I don't know how much coaching he's really getting from Jason.
And I would like to know who they is that are making him the scapegoat.
Well, whoever they is that came out and said that he was part of the reason why
somebody
he was
gone. Talking to Russillo.
Right.
So whoever those sources
right,
are.
Right, because didn't we hear that?
Yes.
So whoever they is, that's who he's talking about.
Interesting. Let's go now to the phones and Troy on the north side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Troy?
Hey, what's up, Big Show?
Hey.
Hey, man, I got two comments to make. My first comment is about Jason Kidd, and my second comment is going to lead into about the Bucks' future. Number one, I agree with Sparky about worrying about Giannis leaving. But, Sparky, if Jason Kidd stays here and the Bucks continue on the path that they're going, Giannis is going to leave anyway. Because Jason Kidd, okay, I determine Jason Kidd as not being a good coach because of this. When I look at a good coach, he's got to fix the problems. He's been doing this for 3 years. For some reason, I don't know what it is, he can't figure out how to stop the three-point shot. I don't know what it is. I think it's his philosophy of packing the paint in then try to run at shooters.
Well, and you're trapping everybody and doubling guys.
Yeah, you can't do that. And this is the era where the three-point shot, but, man, the three-point shot is deadly in the NBA right now. You can't give up three-point shots like that. You're not going to be successful. And number two, he hasn't got no identity on offense. For some reason, the Bucks look, I mean, when you watch their offense, they don't have no flow.
Bunch of guys standing around.
Yeah. So, to me, I think when Jason Kidd is a plus because of this. I think they need to get somebody in here to form a system, some type of system to get these guys to buy into, because they're not buying into Jason Kidd. Whatever Jason Kidd is teaching them, they're not listening to, because it's the same thing year after year after year. We can't stop the three-point shot. We can't get any ball movement. To me, you got to get a coach in here to get that, because I think the Bucks have talent, Sparky. I'm not saying they're not like Golden State, but they have enough talent. God, when I look at their roster with Brogdon, Bledsoe, Middleton, when Parker come back, Giannis, that's a good talent, a group of players. You have to get the players to buy in the system. I don't think they bought into Jason Kidd's system. It's obvious. Just watch the games. I mean, there's no knock on Jason Kidd. I'm a Jason Kidd fan as far as a player. But coach-wise, I just don't think he's the guy, Sparky. And number two, I think for the first time in a long time, Sparky, you're going to agree with this, that I think Milwaukee is a very attractive place for a coach to come right now. In years past, I'm not going to Milwaukee. They don't have nothing. But for the first time, we have a superstar. We have a core of good players in Brogdon and Parker. I mean, this is attractive. We got a new arena coming. I think that we're going to get a really, really good coach. And I think we're going our way.
Okay, I'll address that. Thanks for the call. It's an attractive destination thing. Okay. First off, Giannis makes it very attractive. For sure. Superstar, right? One of the best players in the league. So I agree with you on that. But there are other factors. Number one, it's no secret around this league what's going on with ownership and who's doing what. And all signs point to Edens. So you have to deal with that. It's not a secret. They know in this league. The other thing that's not a secret is John Horst's general manager. Nobody really believes in that either. So whoever the head coach is coming in, you're going to have to pay a ton of money. Whether that's whoever that is. I mean, pick Mike Brown, Van Gundy, Calipari, Lionel Hollins. Hollins would probably come for cheaper. But whoever your guy is going to be. I don't think Hollins is a splashy enough name, even though he's a good basketball coach. So it's going to be one of those guys or somebody else. Let's say it's Calipari or Van Gundy. They're going to want a final say on personnel. That's going to come with this. And it's not like you have a Grunfeld or somebody that's an established general manager in this league that has done something and has been successful. So then you're going to have to give up personnel say, Now, will the owner of this team be okay giving up personnel, say, to a coach where then he has to step aside and let that guy be the basketball guy? Because right now, he doesn't seem like he's all that confident and wanted to let anybody be the basketball guy outside of himself. And then that is the word around the league. This dude is the puppet master, whatever you want to call it. So fine. But if you're going to bring somebody in, they probably already know coming in what this is like. Do we remember when the Brewers hired Stearns? What was the rumor on the street about all GM candidates? What were they all asking?
If they would have control.
Right. That's what they were asking the owner.
If they'd be allowed to do their
job. Because word on the street was, around baseball, that he was controlling everything and having his hands all over Doug Melvin, making moves. Even when Doug didn't want to make moves, he was still making the moves. So that was word on the street on that dude. And it came into play when they hired a general manager. And now, I'm telling you right now, the word on the street is the same with this Bucks ownership group. So now, you have to determine what you're going to do next. Do you want total control? If you want total control still, and you're not willing to give it up to a basketball coach, then you probably can get a Lionel Hollins. I'm guessing you can get a Mike Brown. But you're probably not going to get a Van Gundy. You're probably not going to get a Calipari. You're not going to get some of these guys who are going to want to have final say on everything. That's my guess of how this whole thing is going to play out. Because they're going to want to be able to get their own guys, whether it be free agents, drafts, trade, if there's a problem on the roster, get rid of a guy, whatever the deal may be. That all of that is going to come into play here. And that is
they're
why
gonna have to,
I wish.
If they want a big-name coach, they have to find a big-name coach who just wants to coach. Right?
There's not many of those exist, dude.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Mike Brown, Lionel Hollins. I mean, those guys are big name coaches, I guess, kind of, sort of, because people know who they are and they've been in the league before.
If what you're saying is true,
but
that really...
Calipari, Van Gundy, those guys. No.
Well, Rivers is on his way out.
Rivers is going to want final say.
He's going to want final say.
He's not coming here without final say. Not a chance.
Does he have final say with the Clippers right now?
He's president of basketball.
I thought, what did they take away from him?
He was president of basketball operations.
Yeah, they might have taken that role away from him this year.
They
I'm
may
not
have,
sure.
But he was. That's when he took that
he
job.
Was.
That was part of it.
Right.
So if he comes here, he's going to want the same.
Well, I don't know if he's going to want the same thing. I mean, I think he'll be lucky to have a job.
I don't think Doc Rivers thinks he'll be lucky to have a basketball job.
We'll see once we get out.
You may think he's not good enough that he'll be lucky to have a job.
But I
don't think Doc Rivers thinks I'm lucky to have a job still in the
NBA.
No,
I would want him here.
I understand what you said. Well, he'll be lucky to have a job. I don't think Doc Rivers thinks he's not that good of a coach where he'll be lucky just to have a head coaching
job. No, I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, how did you mean it?
That glad to have a job and be appreciative of that if I don't get to be the GM and have final say.
Right. Yeah.
Lucky to have a job.
I think he writes his own ticket. Could be wrong.
See.
Maybe
well,
he
we'll
doesn't
see.
Think that way anymore.
We'll
but
I just think if you look at his track record, I don't know what team will give him the situation he had with the Clippers when he first started. Because I think they stripped him of those titles, I think, at the beginning of this year. So I don't know who would go back and give him that again. He wasn't as successful with that job to begin with.
Speaking of bosses who call shots, our big boss was in here during the last break, the GM.
Yeah.
Quite impressed with Gary's new vehicle.
Yeah. My good friends over at International Autos.
Is it smart to get a nicer car than your boss? Doesn't he start thinking maybe I pay you too much?
He's his boss's boss.
That's true.
It's not even his boss.
That's the boss's boss.
He's had a nicer car than our boss for quite a while.
Right.
But now he's got a nicer car than the general manager.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the smartest thing to do.
Well, thanks for putting it out there, Ryan. I mean, he listens to our show every day.
Yes, he does. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thanks for...
I'm just saying.
You know, I mean, if you want to do the show with you and Sparky, just, you know...
That's not what I meant at all.
Just
I love
tell
you.
Me that. I
love you, big fella.
I mean, I know you guys go way back. I mean, then you guys can bring in Leroy, and he can come in, and you still have the trifecta going on.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Leroy will be here in a few minutes, by the way, so he'll be here around 3 o'clock. Right. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And you know he's got a nicer ride than the boss. That doesn't help anything.
Who's that?
Leroy.
What? No, he doesn't.
He's got a car he doesn't even drive.
No, that car's to his daughter.
Oh, he gave it to his daughter?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, I think she has a Q7.
Oh.
The daughter.
Okay.
Leroy was driving it last week, I think.
What? Never mind. I was going to ask you why, but that's probably a lot.
Why was he driving it last week?
Yeah.
Because he can, I guess.
Okay.
My good friends over at
there you go.
International Autos.
Bring it back home.
Which is now part of Hyundai West Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
My good friends over at Hyundai West Dallas, located off of Highway 100, just off of Arthur Avenue. When you go down Arthur Avenue, you kind of see the whole, the stadium, or what's the district that they're building over there? They have a whole you know, just district where you can go and choose the cards you want to, you know, buy. But Hyundai West Dallas, they have won the banner for number one in customer service for the state of Wisconsin. It is determined by car buyers rating their experience. Now that they are number one in customer service, they would love to be number one in sales volume as well. No store has never been both, but they're aiming to do both. Here's what they're going to do, guys. They're going to match or beat any offer from any Hyundai store. That way, our customers can get the award-winning service and experience and the guaranteed lowest price in town. Guys, go check my good friends out over at Hyundai West Dallas off of Highway 100. Right there on Arthur Road.
We'll hit a quick break. We'll keep taking your calls on the firing of Jason Kidd at 414-799-1250. Tweet the show at 105.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.